Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
You're going to meet Charlamagne and like Charlamagne and respect Charlamagne. And you know what I mean? Ruffling feathers. I know his stand. You know what I mean? Charlamagne known for being honest.
Oh, Lord. Jensen made another one.
Welcome to the God's honest truth. My name is Charlamagne Tha God. My mama named me Leonard McKelvey. Come on, act like you like me. Come on. Now, last week, we discussed America's need for decrackification. For those just joining the class, decrackification is simply ridding America of its white supremacist bullshit. Now, I've seen two sentiments about decrackification. One, people of all races agreeing with the fact that America needs to be decrackified. And two, people wondering how long I'm gonna last talking this reckless on the white man's airwaves. Valid question, but please remember, I'm in business with good white people. And good white people, GWPs, they don't like crack-ass crackers either, okay? That's right. Plus, decrackifying America benefits us all because white supremacy impacts all marginalized groups. So all of y'all should enjoy rubbing racists the wrong way as much as I do. You know why my skin looks so clear?
You bleaching your goddamn skin.
It's actually because I exfoliate with bigoted backlash, okay? Point is, I like to talk healing. In the words of Blue Ivy's father, you can't heal what you don't reveal, all right? That needs to be on a t-shirt, by the way. It's impossible to have an internal reckoning of a country without an internal reckoning of its white supremacist institutions. So tonight, we are putting the Federal Bureau of Investigation under investigation, okay? Now, Brooklyn poet Christopher George Latoya Wallace said it best. Only the feds I fear, okay? So if I have an anxiety attack during this show, you know why, all right? But what do the feds do besides scare your favorite rappers? Well, the broad definition is they gather, share, and analyze intelligence to better understand and combat the security threats facing the United States, which is nuts, considering the FBI seems to be constantly confused on who is actually a domestic terrorist threat. According to the New York Times, it's white supremacists. But since they don't know, let's help them out. Can we help them out, okay? Yeah. Little call and response. I'm gonna ask y'all some basic questions. You tell me who you think the domestic terror threat is. Black Panthers or the KKK?
KKK!
You hesitated, that should have been easy. Black Lives Matter or the Proud Boys?
Proud Boys!
Okay, I'm gonna give you a tough one. Hennessy or Douce? Y'all had way too much passion for that last question, okay? By the way, that has nothing to do with nothing. I just wanted to know what to drink later in the show. I'm a Douce person. That's right. Really?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Well, back to the matter at hand. I'll crack in Vanilla ISIS. Okay, who tried to overthrow the government or the real threat. But somehow, of the thousands who stormed the Capitol on January 6th, only 649 of them were charged with any crime. And only half were charged with felonies. If an attempted coup in this country isn't a federal offense, then what is? We suffer the consequences of not decrackifying America. These institutions were established back when marginalized communities had little to no rights. So who are these institutions designed to protect? Well, I can tell you this. The white man's system isn't built to prosecute the white man, okay? And I know. And the FBI reminded us again just last week, when four champion gymnasts, including Olympic gold and black national treasure Simone Biles, bravely testified in front of Congress. Queen Simone testified that the FBI turned a blind eye to the years of abuse that she experienced at the hands of Larry Nassar. When the FBI had the choice to protect children or protect Nasty Nass, they went Team Nasty Nass.
We suffered and continue to suffer because no one at FBI, USAG, or the USOPC did what was necessary to protect us. We have been failed, and we deserve answers.
Yes, the FBI failed them. But we shouldn't be surprised that an institution that was never designed to protect black people and women is not protecting black people and women, especially considering that the institution itself barely includes, you guessed it, black people and women, okay? According to 2019 federal data, of the almost 14,000 special agents, only 20% are women, and even less, 4% are black. Think about how low that is. If you were stranded somewhere right now with only 4% battery on your phone, you wouldn't know whether to call an Uber or check your Twitter, okay? But we can expect the FBI to give us that anti-piracy warning before movies, though, okay? They are more concerned about you bootlegging Shang-Chi than they are about the 64,000 missing black women in the United States. That's a fact. After Mike Brown's murder in 2014, the FBI labeled black protesters who were simply protesting against the killing of yet another unarmed black person, black racially motivated extremists. What about Terry Albury, a former FBI agent and current black man? He was sentenced to 4 years in federal prison for leaking classified FBI documents detailing the agency's unchecked post-9/11 power that allow agents to violate the bureau's own rules against racial and religious profiling and domestic spying. It's no surprise black people don't trust the feds to protect them. Come on, man. Trusting the FBI is like trusting that when you get to McDonald's, the ice cream machine will be working. Come on. Oh, I got some better ones, hold on. Black people seeking justice from the feds is like getting marriage advice from the O.J. Simpson Couples Therapy Center. Oh, this is a doozy. Black people trusting the FBI would be like an ovulating woman trusting Nick Cannon to pull out. Listen. These institutions are doing exactly what they were built to do, protect the interests of white men. Now, the current director of the FBI, Christopher A. Wray, claims that he's going to do everything he can to make sure the FBI gets some straightening. Well, guess what, Ray? We're going to hold you to it. And when we come back, I'll tell you exactly where to start.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the God's Honest Truth. Tonight, we're putting the FBI under investigation for doing what it was designed to do, protect white supremacy and police everyone else. Recently, the current FBI director, Christopher A. Wray, said that he wants to put an end to the bullshit. So where should he start? Well, as my therapist says, let's unpack this. Ray, you can start by taking that racist, bigoted prick's name off the front of your headquarters. That's right. Yeah. You know who I'm talking about, J. Edgar Hoover, okay? Because you shouldn't be celebrated for being the HNKIC, head nigga killer in charge, okay? If you're not that familiar with this dude's game profile, then let me catch you up to speed. His fighting style included black male espionage, okay, black male assassination, oh, and good old black male. He was one of the FBI's founders and the bureau's director from 1935 to 1972. During his reign, he implemented several devastating discriminatory initiatives, including but not limited to the counterintelligence program, better known as COINTELPRO. which was a series of illegal projects that encouraged government officials to infiltrate and dismantle many a civil rights movement. This allegedly half-black man weaponized the FBI to spy on and stalk many prominent African Americans because, in his words, he wanted to stop the rise of a black messiah. Sidebar, if y'all are afraid of a black messiah, boy, y'all in for a rude awakening when Jesus comes back, okay? In 1920, Hoover went primetime when he deported black shipping icon Marcus Blackstar Garvey, seen here looking like the real-life king of Wakanda. Garvey made Hoover shitless when he dared to ship products from black businesses to black people. Hoover even sabotaged Garvey's steamship corporation, the Black Star Line, which is what NASA would have been called if they let Mos Def and Talib Kweli run it, okay? Oh, y'all hip-hop, that's good. He even directed his operatives to, get this, throw junk in the fuel tanks of Marcus Garvey's ships. But somehow, racist white supremacists have convinced themselves that we're the savages, okay? Sadly, Marcus Garvey would become the prototype for how Hoover decapitated black leadership and black progress in America. So after almost 40 years of undermining black activists and community organizers and having so many black leaders' blood on his hands, why the hell is his name still on the FBI building? Probably because his ideologies are still in the building. And don't tell me it's because he was their first director. If this country cared about the people who were first, we wouldn't have 600,000 Native Americans living on a shared 40 acres of land, okay? Shit. If America cared about first, then Soulja Boy would be a lock for everybody's top five, okay? Now, J. Edgar Hoover, allegedly, and I gotta say allegedly for legal purposes, also had a bunch of black American patriots killed. The Washington Post reported that the family of Malcolm X supposedly received a letter back in 2011 from a dying NYPD officer named Raymond A. Wood, who admits in great detail that the FBI, along with the NYPD, were complicit in the assassination of Brother Malcolm. The FBI also surveilled and harassed Dr. Martin Luther King. They sent an anonymous letter encouraging King to kill himself or have his affairs leaked to the public.
So what? He had holes.
I mean, that's one way to put it. The FBI even sent out a memo saying, it's clear that MLK is the most dangerous Negro in America, and we have to use every resource to destroy him. And we all know how that turned out. Black Panthers Bunchy Carter and John Huggins were reportedly killed by an FBI gaslit civilian, Claude Hubert. Following the killings, FBI agents openly bragged in a memo about influencing their deaths like they were young street rappers. That's right, FBI agents bragged about smoking on that Carter and Huggins pack. And of course, y'all shouldn't laugh at that. And of course, there's Chairman Fred Hampton and Mark Clark. These 21 and 22-year-old Black Panther leaders were gunned down in an FBI-coordinated raid while they were sleeping. Hoover, like most white supremacists, had a damn allergic reaction to black equality, which kept him constantly stamping out black progress like it was one long game of whack-a-nigga. It seems to me J. Edgar Hoover was nothing more than Thanos for exceptional Negroes. So, why is he celebrated? Even as he intentionally infiltrated and sabotaged black civil rights groups, Hoover still received national honors like the State Department's Distinguished Service Award. Because here in America, we treat our black heroes like villains and our white villains like heroes. But, it's a fact. But black people aren't the only ones who should be invested in erasing this man's ideology from the FBI. He was an equal opportunity bigot. He was an enthusiastic player in the Lavender Scare. And no, Lavender Scare is not a new diss track by Canadian dictator Aubrey Graham released during Scary Hours, okay? It was an actual purge of all government workers in the 1950s who identified as gay. And an agent did not have to come to work dressed like Lil Nas X at an award show to be considered suspect. According to Politico, Agent Charles Bolin was harassed and fired for, wait for it, licking his presumably dry lips. Yes, J. Edgar also wouldn't hire women as federal agents. That's right. The FBI was anti-woman in the workplace way before ESPN made it cool, okay? Listen, I know it's a lot, right? I got so much to say about J. Edgar Hoover, but you know what I've been wondering this whole time I've been talking? What does Ja Rule think? No, seriously. What does Ja Rule think?
What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. Shakespeare once said, love all, trust a few, do wrong to none. Well, Shakespeare never crossed swords with J. Edgar Hoover and the FBI, now did he? So what resides in a name? What does it evoke in the soul upon its utterance? For those of the diaspora, anguish, anxiety, and angst, a triple alliteration of malarkey and murder. And if one can alter the name of that American football club from the District of Columbia for its offense to one group of persons, cannot the same be done for another, for a sister, for a brother? For I asked before, what's in a name? That's what Ja thinks.
We all, and by we, I mean law enforcement, media, and the community, have a responsibility to raise awareness about those missing from our communities. Please join the movement with the Black and Missing Foundation, the hashtag #HelpUsFindUs. Visit BAMFI.org to see how you can get involved. Welcome back to the God's Honest Truth. Now, we've been talking J. Edgar Hoover and the FBI, but we know they aren't the only ones who have plotted to systemically kill us. This is America, damn it. We've had so many crackers out here trying to kill black people, there could be a whole competition show. I can see it now.
America's best top cracker.
Welcome, everyone, to America's Top Cracker. I'm Montel J.
And I am Vina Black.
Now, folks, before we crown America's Top Cracker, we have one final portion of the program. That's the event everyone has never asked for, the talent competition. Tonight's crown is made of 100% cracker.
For my talent today, I'll show you how to make a foolproof Negro knot.
Oh, hell no, nah, little whitey.
My talent is listening, which is why I had all my agents wiretap every seat in this theater.
Penguin, you better be quiet before I tell Batman where the hell you at.
Elise, they're yelling at me. They keep asking me what my talent is.
Republicans are red. Democrats are blue. Those damn monkeys are still uncomfortable in shoes.
Get your ass off stage.
Unfortunately, that's not something we wrote for the show. Reagan actually said that.
So first off, the knot has to be tight, tight, tight.
Boy.
And now they're telling me to barbecue these nuts?
Who said you could address me, colored man? I want names.
I'm calling the SWAT team. Hello, SWAT team?
Colored people, got to be stopped.
I'm at the pageant. Send the police.
All right. Have a good night.
America's best top cracker. These are not your heroes, baby. No heroes. They have caused so much black pain. So much pain. They love shackles and the N-word. They say it all the time. They could be our symbol of
I'm ready to get the fuck out of here. I want a fucking Oscar, and fucking Charlamagne got me in his goddamn dumbass shit. These fucking crackers, motherfucker, touch my goddamn hand.
You guys, you want some hands inside?
I can't believe I'm in a fucking wig. Fuck this shit.
I got some hands inside.
Where's this? Get got me the fuck,
man. Put that on you. You and CJ Uber wig.
Comedy Central didn't even give no goddamn per diem. Fucking shit.
Uber
service is late. God damn it.
I really can't believe they're letting me get away with this type of shit on TV. And drink Douce. Woo-hoo. We'll be right back. Peace to the planet, Charlamagne the God, Hail and Arm McKelvey, whatever you want to call me. Listen, do you want to decrackify America? Are you a GWP, good white person? Do you embody the change you want to see in the world? If any of these apply to you, then head to seetheshow.myshopify.com to get the official merch from my new show, The God's Honest Truth.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes. Welcome back to the God's Honest Truth. I know, you tuned in 2 weeks in a row, and all we talk about is race. Well, I wish I had the privilege to not talk about race. You think we don't want to talk about cute things like cartoons? I love the Boondocks, nigga. I'll expound on why we keep talking about race in the God's final word. Yes, we talk about race a lot on this show. That's America's fault, not mine. How do you want me to stop talking about race when you got crack-ass crackers on horseback cracking whip-like cords on Haitian migrants seeking asylum in Texas? Crackers on horseback cracking whips? What is this, 2021 or 1821? This show is simply a mirror. So America, if you don't like what you hear, it's probably because you don't like what you see. I told y'all earlier, this country loves to make the oppressed the villains and the oppressors the heroes. But we need to stop celebrating the people that are responsible for our collective traumas. So if these topics make you uncomfortable, good! Author and social activist Bryant McGill says whatever makes you uncomfortable is your biggest opportunity for growth. So if you don't want to hear me talk about white supremacy and racist institutions, don't change the channel. Change the system. And that's the God's honest truth. If you're blind, too broke for cable, or just can't get enough of my beautiful voice, this is the perfect way to take in the sermons I'm delivering each week. The doors of the church are open. Listen to the God's Honest Truth on the Black Effect iHeartRadio Podcast Network, the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.